I have an acquaintance that is traveling to Malta, and everything she looks there, she thinks that it is marvelous. Have you been to Malta?
I have been to Malta, yes. It is it's a very interesting island. And very rocky, very dry, very, very religious. The interesting thing about at least I was there in 1990. So
1990.
1990, 35
Oh,
years
you are a
ago.
young boy.
I wasn't a young boy. I was, well, 64 minus 35, 29. The interesting thing was the buses, the public buses. They were very old. Yeah, so they were at least 50 years old or 40 years old when in 19 when it was 1990.
Very old.
Very old. And they had lots of pictures of Jesus and Mary, lots of religious items on their windscreens, and it was the decoration. It was
On
absolutely
the
fascinating.
windows?
On the bus windows in the front where the driver was,
Okay.
there were sort of like green and yellow buses, I think. And then of course Malta has the second la the cathedral with the second largest dome after St. Peter's in the Vatican. It has the second largest dome, which is spectacular. I went there with my first wife, and we went for a day trip to Sicily. So we took a high speed ferry from Valletta to
You visit the Sicily?
To Taormina, I think it was, to visit Sicily, yeah. And then we went on a tour up to Mount Etna. But what struck us when we were only in Malta for a week, but what struck us was how green Sicily was compared to Malta, the island, yeah.
It's
And
different in which way?
it's very green. There's also lots of vegetation. So coming from Northern Europe, or I was living in England at the time.
And I suppose that Sicily and Malta are very hot, no? Because it's the south in the south of Europe.
We went in April, so it was pleasantly warm. It was certainly much nicer. It was much nicer to be on Malta than to be in the south of England at that time of the year. So that was nice, but it does get very hot in the summer, yeah, for European standards, because it's just stuck in the middle of Mediterranean. No, so it's an interesting island. So if you have an acquaintance there, you know, then make sure that person gives you a good update on what to do and what to see. Anyway, so it is our Monday usual time, the Atlantic corridor between Europe and Brazil, and we have the regular heavy conversation between Ismar and the mayor. And today we are going to talk about legacy. Legacy in the making. What you want to leave behind. And of course, the interesting perspective from our point of view, Isma, is that we are both in our 60s. So we've had a good life. And should we still be thinking about our legacy, leaving something behind for the next generations? And that's what we are going to be talking about. And as usual, I have a couple of questions. And as usual, we will probably steer off the topic and talk about something different. But let's see where we go. So, we remember we're looking from now into the future, not something you've done in the past until now. So, Isma, if you were sitting in your apartment or in your French cafe in Campo Grande, the philosophy of life going through, what is there something quietly meaningful that you would still love to grow? Something that could outlast you in some way. So, when you and I are no longer on this planet, there will be some sort of legacy. Oh, that was Isma's doing. The big novel, the movie, the wise book of quotes. What is something you would love to start doing now that will still be around when we are no longer here?
I was thought about this yesterday, something like this. Probably I don't have 30 years ahead anymore. I don't know. It's not possible to know how long will you live more. But of course, I have lived maybe 2/3 of my life or more than that. And I think I didn't do important things, and probably when I will leave, probably people won't have anything interesting to think about my legacy because I didn't occupy an important professional position. I didn't invent anything. And even in my family and acquaintance, I think I wasn't, and I'm not important for them. I don't think I will have any legacy for people. But if someone reflects on my existence, maybe someone will be able to say that someone that tried to do what he thought it was right, and he tried to learn from every circumstance he has lived. I think that no more than that.
Okay, kind of expecting this answer.
You didn't expect?
No, I did expect this. I know you well enough to figure out that this was what I was going to get as the ISMA standard fare. And that's why I put the question into the future. So Isma, you do not think that you are important enough or have achieved enough to warrant a legacy. But it's not too late to start. Today, as the saying goes, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Now, we don't know how long we have. That's, of course, a given. But it's never too late to start. So, let's say that there are some young members in the community, in the breeder community, Ritesh, 29, Janita, 35,
Leah, 18.
Clear 18, 19 now. So, and we're much older than them, so they will outlive us. So you could start leaving a legacy And at some point in the future, these young whippersnappers could reflect and say, yeah, that was Isma. So it's never too late. So what would you leave behind for them?
I'm not the most appropriate person to leave good things for people in general because I think and I live in a different way from the majority of people. Maybe I say majority to not say everyone, but I think I'm a weird person to leave a legacy for people.
Although I think therein lies the interesting fact. If you are outside the box, if you are outside the mainstream, you are individual, you are different, then that could be a very refreshing thought.
I believe that people don't want to live together or to share their thoughts with a different person. They want to live together with equal people and the ones that thinks the same way. That's why we have political parity. As we have in Brazil and some other country, as it's happened in United States as well, and probably in Europe too.
So, do you agree with that? Thinking in the same way?
At least they say or they try to make group from people that think the same way.
Okay. But you would say that you quote unquote, you are a little weird. Not a word I would use, but there you go. But wouldn't it be a good legacy for not an intentional legacy, yeah, an unintentional legacy where people would be reminded of you, your different way of thinking, your different way of doing things, and that maybe it was good, maybe it wasn't good. That's for them to decide. But the fact that you are different in your attitude, in your approach, in your values, in your life. You grew up in Brazil. We don't know if any of us will ever get to Brazil. Even of that generation, Clea, Janita, and Ritish, we don't know if they will actually ever have the opportunity to travel to Brazil. So they will know about you through other channels. And they'll say, yeah, he was a bit different, but it was good. Or no, it wasn't good because I disagreed with him. Why do we have to be the same? Or look for the same?
I wouldn't say the name of a person, but probably you remember her. Someone in one of our meetings said that he'll never travel to India, and probably he would never travel to India. And if most European people think the same way, which is not real because many European people travel to Asia, Africa, and Latin America. But in general, I suppose that European when want to travel, Latin America is one or maybe one of the last place that they think to visit.
That is true.
Yeah.
So that would be a potential legacy to shift our focus away from the east and move it to the west and then south.
You know that I like visiting Europe. I said to you that I have visited Europe twice, United States once, and Canada 3 times. I like this place. And if I compare this place with Bolivia, in some aspect, it's incomparable. But don't ask me why, but I like to visit Bolivia. It's very poor, they are very different, and the best part to me is to eat something because they don't have the same way of aiding that we have in Brazil. That's the worst part is to eat something in Bolivia, but I like to travel to Bolivia, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because they are people that have suffering for centuries, and most of them they have indigenous characteristics, and in my opinion, they don't follow American way of living so much as Brazilian. Of course, there are some influence, but not so much as in Brazil. Maybe I can compare Bolivia to Paraguay, but I haven't been to Paraguay for a long. And I wouldn't say the same thing about Paraguay until I can visit it again.
Okay, so
Because,
yeah.
and if I think that the majority of European people wouldn't visit Brazil, imagine Bolivia. Because modern people, even young people, they are more interested in visiting places that you show them modern building, high technology. Probably they will choose Australia or Singapore, and yeah, South Korea, and not Brazil or any other Latin American country.
It's actually interesting. It is something that does not come to, and if we think of South America or Latin America, then we think of Mexico, we think of Argentina, and then we maybe think of Brazil, even though it is by far the biggest country in South America. And then you come to the smaller countries like Ecuador, Paraguay, Bolivia, all to the west. They don't really fall onto the radar. To the north, we might think of Venezuela and Colombia, but not for positive reasons. So you have a point, and I think you probably will leave behind a legacy, and I'm not quite sure if you are aware of the legacy that you could leave behind.
Maybe I can give an advice for younger European people. You live in a very high standard of living, then thanks to that. And if you have a reason to do that, go to Africa or Latin America, and then you can see in a how different way and with how many less things they have to leave. And after that, for sure, you thank a lot to be born in Europe and not in Africa, some Asian country or Latin America.
Okay, all right. So let me put it to you this way. The legacy the legacy you would like to leave behind is not a material legacy. It's not a physical legacy. It is the imperative to go out and look for something different and to be different and to experience something different. And take away from that what you can. Would that be a fair assumption of a legacy that you could leave behind, a mindset legacy that you could leave behind? And it would start now at 10 to 10 on the 22nd of September 2025, 10 to 10 in Campo Grande, 10 to 4 here in Cleburg. That could be the legacy you could leave behind if you wanted to. Question: would you like to leave this legacy behind? Think different, be different, do different. Do not follow the treadmill. Get off the beaten path, so that you appreciate how good one has it.
Yeah, according to your question, I didn't think of anything different to have as a legacy. And probably this one, what I said, can be interesting, but it doesn't mean that to give up of living in Europe and living in one of these continent I mentioned. It's just to have a reason to appreciate what they have.
Okay. To appreciate what you have, it could be interesting. So, it would actually mean for somebody to leave their comfort zone. So, going and to coin a phrase, I think that's one of the best sentences you ever said. You said, "Brazil is not for amateurs." And so, because it's closer to home for you, you would say to experience how good you have it at home in Europe, you should come to Brazil to experience the opposite. So that means somebody in Europe has to leave their comfort zone. Because it is interesting, because you can appreciate your own surroundings. The motivation is clear. The why is clear. But the challenge lies in how are you going to do this? How are you going to get a person to leave their comfort zone, travel thousands of kilometers west, spend quite a lot of money in the process, to feel uncomfortable so that they know how good it is at home? How are you going to get someone to do that?
I suppose that when you see or you experience something different from you or from your life, it depends on each one. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to leave your comfort zone forever, but My intention is to have food for thought, but if you aren't interested in thinking about human beings as a whole, I think it's not a good advice for this kind of people.
So,
Because, for example, even having many problems in Brazil, there are some Brazilians that are very proud of being Brazilians. For me, a nationality for a human being is not important. For example, I'm not proud of being Brazilian. It doesn't matter to me. I think that I'm not better than someone that was born in Africa or in some other poorer or less developed country than Brazil. I think I'm not better than them because the country that I live not necessarily makes part of me. Of course, I have been suffering influence of my culture because if I have been born in another region, another country, probably I will think in a different way in many aspects. But I think to be from some nationality, it's not a reason to be proud of that.
So here the con I'm trying to wrap my head around the contradiction. Yeah. So let us say you now have a full-time job, and your full-time job is to convince people to leave their comfort zones and come to Latin America, specifically to Brazil. And instead of being enthusiastic and positive and excited about this, you come up and say, "Well, I want you to come here, but I'm not proud of my country. It's violent, it's negative." So how can you convince me if you have a negative attitude to the country in which you were born, and you have no choice in the matter? You were born in Brazil. You didn't choose to go to Brazil as a as an embryo. You were born there. How are you going to convince me to leave my comfort zone when, in actual fact, you don't recommend it in the first place?
I'm not saying that I'm not being I'm not I'm I don't I'm not proud of being Brazilian, but I would not be proud of being in any other nationality because I think it's not important. That's what I said.
Okay, all right. Okay, so
But your question is how to convince people to come to Brazil for visiting or for living permanently.
well, I think, if you're looking from a European perspective, then I think it would be to visit, not to live.
Okay. To visit, I think it can be a good idea, but not to leave.
Well, you're dangling a carrot in front of me, and I'm not going to take it just yet. But you know, you, we I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. Why should I do all of this? Why should I help you fulfill your legacy when I could get thousands of very good informative videos on YouTube or on other media channels, which tell me everything I need to know about Brazil and confirm how nice it is to watch these videos from the comfort of my armchair in my plush house or my lovely apartment, and I don't actually need to go there because it's coming free, gratis, and for nothing into my living room. So not convinced.
I suppose that today we can visit almost any museum all around the world on internet.
Exactly.
And is it the same to visit personally or to watch a video? I think it's completely different. For example, if I want to have a family and kids, I can put all photograph of a beautiful woman and two nice kids on the wall of my house and look for them as my family. And it's not the same.
Would be.
For example, you can eat a mango imported from Brazil in any European country. But if you go to a farm, I would say a farm that's prepared to receive tourists, probably you can take a mango from the tree and eat a mango and orange, because as far as I know, orange aren't produced in Europe as well. A banana, but if you live in a city as I'm living now, it's not possible, but you can go to a rural area and have this kind of experience. And for sure, you can have some Latin American or Brazilian fish on your table, but you can catch your own fish in Brazil.
We can go fishing here. Okay, some fruits are not available. We don't have the right climate for a mango. We have to import them from where the mangoes usually come from. They come from Paraguay, Brazil, and from the Ivory Coast. That's the usual three suppliers that I have seen. Yeah.
But if the person is someone that is not interested to have interesting experience, this kind of trip is not for her or
for
them.
For them. True.
Yeah.
But okay. So let's flip this coin around a little bit. So you have decided, and I have helped you decide, that you want to leave a legacy behind, not a physical, not a materialistic legacy behind. But a mental legacy. And that legacy is that we should start thinking differently, doing things differently, going outside our comfort zone, and experiencing something very, very different. And this is now going to be your new full-time job. Yeah. So you are no longer a professional student, as you like to call yourself. Yeah. You are a legacy builder. So if you focus on getting us to think differently, how would this process change your thinking, or rather change your decisions that you make yourself?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
You want us to think differently. You want us to do things differently. And that is going to, and you are committed to get us to do this. So how would this commitment change the decisions you make in the future?
I don't understand.
I don't know how to phrase it differently. Are you prepared to think differently and decide differently in order to get us to do the same? No?
I don't understand. No.
So in other words, you're saying that your thinking already is so different that you don't need to change it.
I don't need to change myself.
your thinking, yeah, because your the way you do something, because you incorporate this legacy.
Oh, well, I don't want to change myself.
But you want us to change ourselves.
But if someone know me something new, maybe I can change. I don't want my, but I can change.
Ah, so now that brings a whole new equation into it. So in order for us to change, in order for us to leave our comfort zone and to do what we want to do, or what you think we should do, I'm sorry. We should actually engage with you and talk with you and communicate with you. And we should listen to you because this is part of your future legacy.
Probably European people won't listen to me because even Brazilian people don't listen to me. How I would convince foreign people to listen to me? It's almost impossible. Because as you know, I couldn't convince at least 500 people to vote on me. Maybe my arguments aren't good enough.
Ah.
Or maybe they don't want to change, even I have said something different for them. Because it doesn't mean that if I see, it doesn't matter if I read, I watch, or I leave something different, that I will think in a different way. It's not an equation of cause and consequence. Maybe the result is zero.
So let's bring this down to you and me. So you're telling me I'm living here in Europe, so I am living in luxury, I'm living in security, I'm living in relative freedom. And you're telling me that I should leave this for a trip to Brazil in order to experience the opposite, or a variation, or something different.
Not exactly to live in a different way, maybe to be grateful for what you have,
Okay.
maybe to be more empathetic,
Empathetic, yes,
empathetic
to have more
to other
empathy.
people.
Okay. So you're telling me to do this, or you're suggesting I should do this, but I'm pushing you here a little bit, and I'm twisting the facts, I know. So you're pushing me to do this, but at the same time, you are telling me not to approach you and talk to you about it because you feel that you cannot convince me or have anything important to say or anything worthwhile that I should listen to.
In fact, I don't want to convince anyone. I would like just to show them, just to make an invitation. Because if I change someone, I don't know if someone wants to be changed. I think it can be a brutal action to change someone. Way of thinking.
Ah,
Maybe it's not respectful.
I had this very discussion with somebody else a few days ago, and it wasn't actually a discussion, it was a comment on LinkedIn. And somebody said, change is actually neutral. The process of changing is neutral. And I thought, okay. But it is the consequence of change. That is where people are uncomfortable. So, driving or flying to Brazil is a neutral process. But experiencing it, and to a sense comparing it to my life here in Europe, will possibly change me.
I think that a trip to Brazil or Latin America is not a change. It's just an action. The result is a change.
Exactly. That's why change is
the change is not neutral.
The consequence of the changes is not neutral. The result of the
change. No. The consequence is not neutral.
That's what I'm saying. The consequence of the change is not neutral. The change, the trip to Brazil, is a neutral. It's a neutral.
Trip to Brazil is not a change. It's just an action.
Exactly. We're saying the same thing. We are saying.
But
the
not
same
the
thing.
Change is neutral. The change is not neutral. If anything changed, there wasn't a change.
If nothing changes, there wasn't a
change.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could actually argue what change and what not change is, but the question it's still and the irony of it is, you know, your different way of thinking is your legacy and your experience. You're giving us that now, so you're recommending something to us. You're advising something to us. But you put in a modest, you're inviting us to do something. So advising, recommending, inviting us to do something. But you leave it up to us because you are too modest or too modest to say that I am the authority, I am the person you can engage with, because I don't know very much about this particular subject. So you are coming forward with a suggestion, but you are not the authority behind it. That's an interesting position to be in.
What kind of authority?
The authority of knowing something, of being perhaps an expert in something, to be informed about something, to be... and a capacity of knowledge.
When a farmer says to his kids, I don't want that you become a farmer. I want that you study hard and you choose, I can say, a urban career like a professor, a lawyer, or a physician. Does I really have to know what is to be a lawyer, a physician, or a professor?
I think the farmer is saying that because he wants his children to lead a better, at least a financially better life, because he believes that a lawyer will earn more and live a more comfortable life.
But is it correct to say that A person who lives in a city lives better than someone who lives in a, on a farm. Is it correct to say? It depends on.
I think the question that you're really asking is it greener on the other side? That's the true question, all of this.
I wouldn't like to, for example, if I have two options to live in Curitiba and New York, I wouldn't like to live in New York.
Why not?
I suppose that I will live better in Curitiba than in New York, even though many things will be, at least I think, would be more interesting because there are many things that I don't know. There are different things, and I would be able to live in a different way, but my routine probably will be more intense, less tranquil than living in Curitiba. I would say for a long period, not for a short period.
So you are not following your, you're not recommending to follow your own advice.
I said to live forever, not for a short period, because I can. They are different experiences. For example, if someone that lives 30 years in New York has a kind of experience, and when compared to someone that has lived 6 months.
So let us say that you would not, so would you like to live in New York for 12 months? You start on the 1st of January 2026, and on the 31st of December 2026, you pack your bags and head back to Brazil. Would you?
Probably.
You probably. Okay. Would you recommend someone else to do this as part of your legacy, to think differently, to experience differently, to do differently?
They are someone that aren't against the United States, are against to learn or to speak English, to have some different habits, I would recommend. But suppose that my mom, I wouldn't recommend my mom to live in New York.
But why are you putting, let's leave the health out of it for a minute, but why are you putting constraints into this if you are for or against the United States and the other constraints that you mentioned? Why put restrictions? You have a chance to live in New York, go and do it for a year.
I didn't understand.
Well, you. I said, if do you recommend it to somebody, and you said yes, if they are not against America, if they speak English, if etc. etc. So you are putting constraints on the decision. Go with an open
Because
mind. Go with an open mind and say, look, you have the chance. Go see what happens.
I think that someone with this characteristics wouldn't take any advantage of being there. For example, that person that said that you wouldn't visit India, I wouldn't recommend to visit Brazil or some other Latin American country. Because they have. He has already taken his decision.
In other words, they have a closed mindset. They don't want to take the risk. But maybe a person with a closed mindset needs the encouragement, and that's putting it mildly, the kick in the pants, to say, right, you are going to do this whether you like it or not. You have no choice in the matter, because I know it is good for you. You may not see it, but I see it. You have the authority, to come back to that word, you have the authority of the knowledge, the experience, the wisdom.
I didn't understand what you said.
You're saying you would not recommend a certain person to do a certain thing. Yet, in exactly the positive, or in exactly the way you want us to change our thinking and to change our acting.
I don't want anyone to change their way of thinking. I just want to suggest. I don't want that to think the same way as I think. I don't want.
No, I don't think.
And I don't want that to, you want that I think the same way you think.
That is the beauty of it. But the question is, we have to broaden our horizons. We have to speak with different people, do different things. We have to experience different things.
But I wouldn't say that a globetrotter is a better person than someone that has never traveled to even to the next city. I think it's not a reason of if I do this, I will be something else different. Even traveling to some other place, better place or worse place, it doesn't mean that something will change.
Are you still the same person today that you were when you moved to Campo Grande a few years ago?
No,
are you saying that the time you have been living in Campo Grande has not changed or developed you?
But it doesn't seem that today, after 5 years, I'm a better person. Or I'm a worse person. I can say that.
Ah, but you could be a different person.
And it doesn't mean that it's better for me. Or for anyone that lives around me. Maybe if I were in another place, I could be a different person and better person than I am today. It's impossible to know,
We go back to the question we had last week. Is a person automatically good or bad or better or worse? You are who you are, and you are different to 8 billion other people or 9 billion other people, and that's not a bad thing.
Because in general aspects, we don't choose what we are. I think we have discussed this. I believe that some part of us is already us. We don't have interference of that.
Can you repeat that?
I'm not what I want to know to be. I am what I can be, not what I want. But I'm not saying in a exterior part. I'm saying my inner part, how I think, what I am, how I feel. I don't decide about that. Who decide that? I don't know.
I think you... sorry, I'm being attacked by a cat here. I think that So you want to be, do you want to be a better version of yourself?
Okay.
There's a question. Do you want to be a better version of yourself?
Yes. That's my mission.
That's your mission in life. Do you want other people to be a better version of themselves?
No, I don't want. It's their decision. Of course, I would like that someone or anyone change for better, but I don't want. I just wish.
Changing, so if you want to change for the better, or if you want me to change for the better, does that mean that I will become a better version of myself?
But I don't want to change anyone.
But you want to encourage others to change themselves, or to
I
invite them, or
just.
to give them the opportunity, or to give them the motivation or the inspiration. You may not even do it knowingly, you just might do it because you are who you are.
To suggest someone to do something is not to say that to order or to convince to someone to do something.
That is correct. But maybe unwittingly you do that anyway. Maybe by the sheer way you are, people will say, wow, I've learned something from Isma, or Isma inspires me, or Isma motivates me, or Isma makes me think, and I appreciate that. And Isma, and through this thinking, makes a better version of myself. And therein lies your legacy. But you don't even know it.
You are saying that if I suggest, that's because I want.
No, I don't think you suggest, you just do. You just live your life the way you do, and other people will like it or not like it and say, oh, actually, I like what he's doing. I would like to learn more about how he does things and why he does things. You're not forcing it. People are simply attracted to it or observing it. And that is maybe how you can get other people to do something differently or think differently. It is your legacy. And I think that legacy, everybody carries that legacy in them without knowing it. Some people see it. Some people don't, and it doesn't matter because you can't please
That's
everybody.
because some people don't know what is better or worse for them. They even know what they are, what they have to do. The most of us, unfortunately.
Oh. Therein lies the final word. So open your eyes, ears, mouth, and discover who you are by talking to other people and deciding what you like and don't like. Would that be a fair summary?
And even me, maybe I don't know what I am, what I do, if my way of living is the better. Maybe I have been making a great mistake.
Are you happy with what you are doing and how you are living? I know
As
you.
I said to you, I don't believe in happiness.
Yes. Are you
But
are you satisfied?
I don't like some of my characteristics, but I can change them because I told you that I'm not what I want to be. I am what I can be,
Okay.
or not.
It's become very complicated, and like a maze here.
Life is complex, yeah?
Life is
No.
life is neutral. People are complex, and what people do is complex. Life is neutral, just like actions are neutral.
But without living beings, there is no life.
Exactly. So life doesn't, so we could actually argue, does life exist? Yeah. Isma, it's getting, this is the sort of discussion you have.
I think it's easier to discuss with the cats,
No, the
and
cat
maybe
is.
more pleasant.
No, the cat doesn't answer back and doesn't understand me. Yeah. Isma.
The cat doesn't make suggestion, yeah.
Oh, no, it does. It suggests, should I, can I be fed, please? And it's a very subtle way of, I mean, this cat here, Tortue, she wants food. Yeah, that's her way of suggesting it. Yeah.
Okay, mister.
Okay, so thank you for an intriguing discussion.
I thank you.
I will send you the podcast later. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.